POL, story somewhere. Well, we have the other world. It's kind of conceptual, but the way it is there, how they, when you sit there and look at the life going on in that earthly realm, you can see what is happening over there for that specific individual. It's as if you can see everything outside of time. Doesn't mean that it's all predestined. You can see, maybe, I mean, in this story element here, that you can see that this person does this now, and this will happen, this is that, and this and that thing will happen. You see the possibilities, and that's an interesting film scene, how they would see that future as different options. And of course we can do that, because if you are standing here with options of choice right now, you often do that. You think, if I do this, what would that lead to? What would be the result? So you're imagining the future, right? Now, if you look at that from above, from the higher realm, you could see that imagining process and following with it. And then affect it, because you can go in there and to some extent affect, you know, people's minds and their dreams, or sudden inspiration, hunches, gut feelings, all that people often make decisions based on. So some person just decides to take a walk this way and not the other way as usual, and then meets an old friend and all that synchronicity and all that, we can get it in there. So you can see all that from the outside, or from the inside rather, the world out there, which is again much as in a game, VR game. But then the purpose of the game, of course, is for each player to act out their adventure, but it's also different layers or levels. And this Deva level, as they call it, where are the world's station, where people actually belong, where they see those acting in there even more powerfully. And maybe there we have those planets. Yeah.